The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What was their secret? Because suddenly Jesus' disciples started speaking in other languages. So today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, which is about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Jesus' disciples. Yes, what was their secret? What made them bold despite the apparent persecutions that were happening? Remember that Jesus had commanded them that they should remain in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. So according to Luke, this is what Jesus said. Remain in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And this was it. It was as the prophet Joel predicted, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Now, this is amazing because the last time the world was reported to speak one language, it was in Genesis chapter 11. This is how it went down. I will explain. Humans wanted to build a tower that reaches the heavens, but in God's wisdom, this was not a wise choice. What do we do with our power of choice may appear to us to be just magnificent and amazing, but is it really wise? And that's the question. So the story is that God confused their languages and they could not understand each other. So they heard languages like, you know, pas pu comprendre. I knew my French would come in handy one day. Yeah. But then, what did he say? He said they couldn't understand each other. So today, English is the most widely spoken language worldwide with 1.5 billion speakers, followed by Chinese with 1.1 billion speakers. Now this time, the Spirit of the Lord enabled Jesus' disciples to understand and speak other languages. You see, now there were separation and now they're coming together. They are going to be speaking the same language, which, as you may understand, when we get to heaven, it won't be any necessary hired translators, because you will be able to understand everything that's being said. So they were clothed with power from on high. And John explained to us what that is going to mean for us believers when Jesus said, you will do even greater things than these. And I'm hoping that this secret, by studying this secret of the first believers, we would come to understand our spiritual journey and also learn about the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. So to understand this secret, we need to go back in time. In fact, at the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, the earth was formless and empty, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. It means the Spirit of the Lord was there already at the very, very beginning of creation. And there is other scripture that tells us that the Jesus was there as well. Through him, all creation was made. And so this made me think of the strong creative power of God, the one that is in control, the one that simulates the kind that we see in Ezekiel chapter 37 that says, do you see, servant of God, do you see all this valley of the dead and dry bones? And the question came that said, can this live again? And the answer was, yes, if a spirit of life from God comes and enters into them, yes, then they will stand up and the flesh is going to come in and they're going to have the breath of God. And there you have human being again, from the bones, the power of God, able to touch and change any hopeless situation. So also, in the Old Testament, we see many, many examples of the strength of the Holy Spirit and what he did, although I will give you just a few examples. For example, we read that the Spirit of the Lord was strong with Joseph. Do you remember the story of Joseph? When the king came, the Pharaoh had these really dreams that really kind of terrified him, and nobody in the land of Egypt was able to explain it, but Joseph had the spirit of wisdom from God, and so he came and explained it, which you could admit that was amazing, isn't it? That was really amazing that he was able to do that. The Spirit of God was at work. How about King David? King David, the King Saul was tormented by an evil spirit and said, bring that young boy to come here and then play his instrument. And as he plays his instrument, and the evil spirit leaves the King Saul. It's like, I want this boy to be in my service here. Do you see how amazing that the Holy Spirit was working in the Old Testament? And how about Samson? That's a very interesting story that I loved when I was much, much younger, that he was very strong and to defend the nation of Israel. And there is many more examples of the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And we can see that they were able to demonstrate works so wise, so beyond normal human capacity, works so powerful. And we see this same Holy Spirit come on Jesus in the form of dove when he was baptized. And another verses, we can see that he breathed on his disciples and then bringing this creative power of God into his disciples, meaning into you, to go out and serve the Lord. The same words we see, go out and serve the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the creative power that has been given to you, believers. We become new divine image bearers. We become new creation in Christ Jesus. Yes, we become God's instruments ready to serve him. God's instruments were of worth, of great value. So God is ready to use those instruments. Now, in our world, there are so many stories of people who have had experiences with the Holy Spirit. Mine was a little bit different. I always have had this nudge from God that tells me, turn back to God, turn back to God. Anytime I met kind of big challenges in my life, I always felt that kind of voice in me. Oh, don't go tell Christian hear voices. But it's kind of like, yes, turn back to God. Turn back to God. Are you in big stress? Turn back to God. That's where safety is. That's your time with God. That's where it was. What it was for me. Sometimes it was uncomfortable because I had to confront my own attitude and my own sin and change, because that's what turning to God meant for me. But also, you might have heard of revivals in the many parts of the world where the Holy Spirit has visited. My personal story that I remember the most, it was in the British Isles. There was this older lady who kept praying for their city. She kept praying and kept praying for change to happen in her community. And one day, this priest came to preach in that particular village. And a lot of people from neighboring village came to hear those preachers. It was in those days of many revivals that happening. And then when she was preaching, many people came down sobbing and asking God forgiveness, and they went down on their knees. God, forgive us. We've been so much away from you. Now we want to start over again. We want to change. And only God can do something like that. Can you believe that? Like, all of Coryville coming on their knees and go to different churches and decide, today we want to change, Lord. Can you change our lives? That was something like that. And only God can do something like that. To turn a heart and change, even if a heart is like a stone, God will melt it. He is that powerful. And that, to me, is a miracle from God. Now contrast that with our busy world. We are so busy marching towards our worldly success, whatever that means. But we get busy focusing on this world that we can see, this physical one. But the more we focus on it, we miss out on the spiritual world that is also here, the spiritual world. And that's what Jesus was telling Philip when Philip asked, show us the Father, we will be satisfied. I'm pretty sure you and me are always saying, I wish I can see Jesus with my own eyes here. But Jesus was saying, that's not the point here. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Even because we concentrate so much on this, our spiritual world, then we miss the spiritual world. But then I would say, Lord Jesus, help us. So that we can see where we can't see with our own naked eyes. We can see the spiritual world. When something, the works are not of God, you can see that. Those is not the works of God. When the works are from God, you can see from the spiritual point of view that is from God. We have a simple invitation today from God. To share in the life of Christ, especially when we come to communion just in a few minutes, to unite with Christ in the Holy Communion. We share in that moment when Christ died on the cross for our sins, so that the sins do not dominate us anymore, but to live holy lives in the Spirit of truth. And this will require a heart full of faith and submission. So to let the Holy Spirit do a fine heart surgery on us, we have to surrender. To let the Holy Spirit dig a little deeper in our hearts, and that may be a little painful, to identify some areas that probably need help from God, so that he can clean us up and empower us to do the works of Jesus. Perhaps this might mean for me to say to someone, I am sorry. I want to make things right. Would you forgive me? I want to start on a clean slate today. Amen.